one of the most vivid memories I have from the Soviet time actually are the homemade different sweets and the kind of inventiveness of making those sweets, like the different ways of using the boring biscuits to make out of something more interesting, and like the different biscuit tarts, or then the biscuit sort of like you powdered the biscuits and mixed it with a bit of butter and cocoa powder and some raisins and maybe some other things, whatever you had, and sort of like mixed it all together and then kind of molded it in one long strip, and that was called colorful dog or something like that. And you just sliced it, and you can buy those things now in shops because different companies are making them. And then the other one, which was made from this kind of puffed maize thing, which was like sweet, like in West, I can buy the same stuff, but it's salty taste, like the just the puffed maize sort of crisps, whatever they're called. We had this kind of sweet version, but it hardly ever had much of any flavor on because the powdered sugar was usually in one corner of the packet, or you found one really sweet one, but the others didn't really have any flavor. But then somebody coming up with the idea of melting iris, sort of like toffee sweets, mixed with butter, and then kind of sprinkling all those mice puffs into it and making a new type of sweets, which you now can buy from a shop because some few companies have decided to recreate that kind of sweet thing because we have this sort of sweet memories. But one of the most wonderful sweet things I remember were this kind of really like a truffle type of sweets sometime late 80s. People started making at homes, and they were made from malush. And malush was a kind of infant milk formula, a Soviet infant milk formula. But it was so bad, it gave so many allergies, and you really didn't want to give it to your baby if you had any other option. If you managed to get some Western infant formula milk, then you would use that instead of that malush. It was really kind of like a last resort if you didn't have anything else to give to your baby. And but then somebody coming to idea of mixing that with different things. I can't exactly remember what went into it, but you know, I could imagine there was some butter and some cocoa powder, and then that infant formula, and maybe, I don't know, maybe something else. And they were quite soft sort of sweets. You just make them on some tray, and those are really, they were very sweet, but somehow they were really tasteful. Or maybe it was because we didn't have anything else. I haven't seen those on the market now because obviously you can't get malush anymore. But I would really try to recreate that one day.